If I'm honest, I didn't think that you would come back. And I wouldn't have blamed you if you hadn't. I mean, it's a lot. It's a whole lot. Finding out that your girlfriend is an assassin. That... Well, I wouldn't know. I haven't told anyone before. It's just you. I don't get involved. I wasn't planning on this, on us. I wasn't planning on falling for you. It was meant to be casual. But I can't be casual when it comes to you. So I had to tell you. And then I gave you space, which was perhaps the hardest thing I've ever done. I want you to know that I am... I practice this. I practice what I would say. But I can't remember any of the words. I'm going to be honest. Just completely 100% honest. I'll answer any of your questions, any of them. How did I become an assassin? So here's the thing. Do you want the story that I tell everyone? Or do you want the truth? Because the truth is weird. It's really, really weird. You want both. Okay. The made-up story, the lie, is that I was recruited by a very secretive black ops organization. And I was extremely good at my job. I mean, it changes a little bit every time I tell it. But that's a basic story. It's the norm for my industry. Is it an industry? Yeah. A small one. Well, no, it's not a small industry, but... How can I say this? There are a lot of assassins, but there aren't many good assassins. Am I a good assassin? I'm the best. So, do you want the real story now? Are you sure? Because it's... No, I do want to tell you, I do. I want to tell you everything. I want you to know me. I mean, you do know me, but there are things I haven't told you. Because, assassin. But I want to tell you everything I do. It's just, this is... So I grew up on a farm. You're surprised? Of course you are. I'm not really your stereotypical farm girl. But I did. I grew up on a farm and I was lonely. Not a loner, but lonely. There weren't any other children. I didn't really go to school. I just played on the farm. And I loved it. I grew up quietly. I grew up in the background. I was easy to overlook. I was easy to ignore. I didn't want to be. I wanted to be noticed. I wanted attention. But I didn't get it. And that made me very quiet. I used to talk to the animals and, I don't know. That sounds kind of pathetic, doesn't it? But it wasn't. It was nice. But the thing about farms there are a lot of flies. And I hated them. But I never ever swatted them or did anything like that. Until there was this one day, this really sunny day. And I just couldn't take it, and I just swatted one. I didn't think I would hit it, but I did. I didn't realize I could move that quickly. And after I killed it, everything went quiet. Now, I don't know if you've ever been on a farm. If you haven't, I'll take you to mine. But, there is never silence on a farm. There's always something. But in that moment, it was just dead quiet. And then it just started. Something had changed, something had shifted. The next day when I woke up, and this is going to sound weird, because it is. And this is why I lie, and I have another story. When I woke up, there was a photo on my pillow of a spider, and there was a note. $500, leave no witnesses. And next to the note, that there was a fly. I thought it was just a weird joke, that someone was playing a trick on me, but that would mean someone talking to me, interacting with me. I was confused. So I just ignored it. I threw the picture and the note in the bin, and I just went about my day. But I swear I was being watched. I just felt eyes on me. So many eyes. And then the next morning, well, the picture was there again, but the note was different. $1,000. Leave no witnesses. And then I looked at the picture and I realized I recognized that spider. It was a bathroom spider. It was big and brown, and the fly was back and it was looking at me. Just looking at me. This time I didn't throw out the note. This time I accepted the job. The job. The spider was the target, and the fly was the client. Yeah, I know, this is weird. This is very weird, and I still half thought it was a joke. So I went to the bathroom. I made sure that there were no witnesses, and I smushed the spider. And then I started panicking because I didn't know how to hide the body. It was my first job. I was green. I was super green. And I decided that I would flush it. And I did. And then I realized I was being ridiculous, and I just pretended it never happened. That is until the next morning, when there was $1,000 on my pillow. $1,000 on my pillow. I had never seen that much money before. That was enough money to run away. So I did. I ran away to the city. And it was so different from the farm, but somehow exactly the same, because no one noticed me. No one saw me. I was still in the background. But like the farm, it was never quiet. I found a shitty apartment. I found a shitty job as a waitress, and I lived. And then one day I came home from work, and on my doormat there was a a picture of a mouse. And there was a cat sitting next to it. And there was a note. And the note said, $1,000, make sure everyone sees. And, well, I didn't recognize the mouse. But I staked out the apartment because I recognized a cat. The cat was a stray that lived in the alley next door. I asked around, subtly. I mean, as subtly as you can ask about a mouse. And apparently there was a mouse that had been tormenting the cat. Because the cat just couldn't catch it because the cat was old. And, well, a couple of days later when I came home, the cat was there and the picture was there and the note was there. But the note was different. Sort of. It said $1,000. I don't have any more money. Make sure everyone sees. So I took the picture. I took the note. I petted the cat. And I killed the mouse. And then I staged the corpse. That was, weird. And, when I got back to my apartment, the cat was on the mat with money. I adopted the cat. And I realized that I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't kill any more animals because the way it was going to get... I mean... I couldn't kill a cat or a dog. It never occurred to me that I could kill a human. I thought my killing days were over, but I would speak to the cat. And I would pour out my heart. And well, I lost my job and things were tight. I had no money. And then there was an envelope delivered to my door. And inside the envelope was a picture of the landlord and a note. The cat said that you could take care of it. $2,000. And the cat just looked at me. And I looked at the cat. And I looked at the picture. Then I looked at the cat. Then I looked at the note and I looked at the cat. And the cat just looked at me because it was a cat. And then nudged its bowl. And yowled. And that's basically how I became an assassin. Yeah. That's why I tell the other story. What happened to the cat? Oh, Mr. Whiskers Mr. Whiskers. He's still around. I mean, he gets me on my jobs. He's not exactly just a cat. I mean, ask and I'll tell you. Are you sure? Oh, that's enough for today. Okay, so I guess I'll see you. Well, I just thought you'd be... I'd love to go for coffee. Or rather hot chocolate. I don't actually drink coffee. Too much caffeine can affect your aim. Are you alright with this? Because this is a lot. You are. Because you've got a secret too. Oh no, you don't have to tell me. Well, only if you want to. Okay, what's your secret? Your what?